As I've mentioned, the John Wayne consciousness that I developed growing up as a male has made it a real challenge to express my vulnerable feelings when I've been hurt or scared. It's as though men don't have those kind of feelings. I can recall that one time I was in school as a child, and I was hiding inside the school because there were several people waiting to beat me because they didn't like my last name. They didn't like Jews. And I was scared to death as a 9-year-old boy, and I would hide from them very often to avoid getting beaten up. So one day when a teacher saw me hiding in the classroom, it was an hour after school was over, and she was surprised to see a child still in school, especially hiding in the school, and she says, "What are you doing here?" And I said, I pointed out the window, "Those boys are waiting out there to beat me up." She said, "But school is over. You have to leave the school now." I said, "But I'm scared." And she said, "Boys don't get scared." Well, that got a lot of evidence from my cultural education that boys don't get scared, boys don't get hurt, they don't get sad. If you're a real man, you don't have any of these feelings. And unfortunately for me, I took her words in and believed it and found it hard to admit when I was scared, hard to admit these other feelings as well. About 25 years later, I was doing some work in Toronto, Canada, with about 80 women. These women were sole support parents. They had no partners, and they were poor. And I was doing a workshop with them. And in the process, one of them said something about her gratitude that I would come up there and offer this training and especially do it knowing that they had very little money to give me. And I was so touched by the gratitude that I received that in front of these 80 women, I started to cry. I couldn't look up. I felt such shame. How could I reveal such vulnerability in front of these women? And when I finally got my courage up to look up, instead of seeing the contempt that I expected to see in their eyes, it was just the opposite. I had never seen such respect or caring in my life. Now, this was a shock that I could reveal such feelings and get such a response. And I started to cry all the more. And now I really felt ashamed, and it was hard to look up, and I was telling myself, my goodness, these poor women are giving me $5 apiece for this day, and I'm crying away their time. And when I did look up, I didn't see one woman that looked as though she was angry that I was crying away their time. All I saw was caring compassion. Well, I've met a lot of men who share the same cultural upbringing that I went through. They find it so hard to reveal these vulnerable feelings. And it's catastrophic what effect this has on intimate relationships, because it's our ability to courageously share the depths of our vulnerability that adds to the depth of intimate relationships. I was doing a workshop in the United States, and in the group was a man and woman who had been married for about 35 years, and they were about to get a divorce. But one of their children strongly recommended that before they get the divorce, they come to the training. And in the training, the man sat there and seldom said a word. He just seemed to have all of whatever was alive in him locked inside. And I did a role play with another woman who told me about a husband that wasn't expressing his feelings. And she said, "Marshall, can you kind of play my husband's role and guess what you think might be going on in him that makes it hard for him to express his feelings. So in playing the husband's role, I said, "Wife, it's hard for me to express my feelings because all this cultural training telling me I shouldn't have these vulnerable feelings, it's like I put them in a part of myself and lock that up. And locking that up, I feel safe, but I feel very vulnerable if I let any of it out. Is that clear to you?" And this man who saw me playing that role, he said, "That's me." And his wife looked at him and said, "What?" He said, "That's me. Just what Marshall said is what it's like for me. I have all those feelings in there, but it's like they're locked inside and I can't get at them." And his wife was so happy just to hear that much coming from him as something she had wanted in their whole marriage. Just that he could recognize those feelings and say that they were in there was such a relief to her. And, of course, we then went further to help him to see what it would be like to actually express them and to see that when we express those feelings, those needs, which are the most scary for us to express, the not doing it is very costly in the relationship. And when we do it vulnerably, without criticism, without demand, and the other person empathically receives it, the relationship is going to be powerfully nurtured.
This concludes Session 5 of the Nonviolent Communication Training Course with Marshall Rosenberg. Our program continues with Session 6.